May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Amen.
I've referenced this verse, shared a little bit about this in the conference. I don't think I've shared it here, unless that maybe just referencing it. It's been a word I've been kind of waiting to share for a few days. And I want to, in doing that, I want to impart to you a prayer, a simple prayer that you can pray for yourselves and pray for each other. And I believe it's one of those things that's always in agreement. It's a prayer that will always be in agreement with God's will. And if you're praying things that are in agreement with God's will, then you're partnering with Him and He'll always answer them, always. There's a place in 1 John, as a matter of fact, that says this. And this is the confidence that which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked for Him. It's a pretty powerful scripture. This is from Song of Solomon, chapter 2. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, the Shulamite has come to some pretty amazing conclusions about her walk with the Lord. She's made some amazing discoveries about her walk with the Lord. And she's just really begun the journey of this place of pursuing a lovesick life, a life of manifest union with Christ. And so she says this, "I'm the rose of Sharon, I'm the lily of the valleys," which is just her affirmation of the fact that she's become His favorite. And that's a powerful revelation when a believer discovers that I'm His favorite. Because when you realize that you're His favorite, you then begin to expect preferential treatment, which every believer should. You begin to grow confident that He delights in you and He wants to bless you because you're His favorite. You always treat something that's your favorite different. You take care of it. And so when you come to that place where you realize that you're the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, then you know that you've discovered that God's heart in Christ is to bless you. He affirms that, "Like a lily among the thorns, so is my maiden among, my darling, my love among the maidens." And then she speaks to Jesus and says, "You're like an apple tree among the trees of the forest. The difference, so is my beloved among the young men. An apple tree among the trees of the forest is the only one that can feed you." She's like saying, there's nobody else like you. Nothing's like you, Jesus. I'm discovering already there's nothing like you. You know, that's that place like in Psalm 45. You're fairer than the sons of men. Later she says, "You're the chief among 10,000. She says, "In His shade, His presence, I've taken great delight. And I've sat down. I'm beginning to experience rest." Earlier in chapter 1, she cries out for that. "Lord, where do you lie down at noon? Where do you rest? I want to experience rest. I'm burnt out." And she says, "It's in your presence. I take great delight, and I've begun to experience rest in your presence." And he says, "And his fruit was sweet to my taste, and he brought me to his banqueting hall," or his banqueting table, "and his banner over me is love." This is the next thing. She said, "I'm discovering this resting in your presence and about receiving your provision." See, the banqueting table is Jesus. He's the feast. And what this believer has come to believe, come understand, this Shulamite, is I'm His favorite. He wants to bless me. His presence is my gift always because I'm in Christ. And so it's in His presence. Internally, I can rest and delight. And it's in His presence I can see and receive Him as the banqueting table. There's not one thing, there's not one need that I'll face that Jesus isn't already the provision for. It's not a banqueting table where you have to beg for things one serving at a time. It's spread out. It's the buffet that is Jesus. And so for every step and for every need, whether it's whatever it might be, for every temptation, for every circumstance, for every internal battle, for every external battle, I'm able to just simply take of Jesus and say thank you. receive. He's already purchased it. He's already provided in his bank. And his banner over me is love. And so I can trust that that banqueting table is going to always be there. His presence is always going to be there to rest in. Now, having said that, I would think this believer is like going, wow, this is an amazing journey. Things are really good. But what this believer does, what the Shulamite does, instead of being content with this, you understand, at his banqueting table, in his presence, our heart gets satisfied. But the weird thing about Jesus is, the more you get satisfied with him, the hungrier you get for more. Then you get satisfied again, and then you hunger for more. It's like, it's a satisfaction that creates a hunger that never stops. Because his riches are innumerable. So the next thing she does, she prays for more. In light of what she just said, she says, sustain me with raisin cakes. Refresh me with apples. If you came to the conference, you know that the root word for raisin cakes is the word fire. And when she says sustain me, that Hebrew word sustain, so I don't mean to do word studies, but it's important, especially in poetic language in Song of Solomon. The word sustain means to lay your hand on. She says, Lord, lay your hand on me with new fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the passion that that fire brings. I want to burn more. I want to experience more. So lay your hand on me with fire. Sustain me with fresh fire. And then she says, and refresh me with apples. The word again, the word apples there is the Hebrew word for breathe on or wind. She says, refresh me with fresh wind. Fresh fire, Lord, and fresh wind. Lay your hand on me, Lord. Lay your hand on all that I do with fresh fire. And the word refresh me with apples is the Hebrew word that means to spread. To spread. So the idea kind of here is, Lord, lay your hand on me with fresh fire. Refresh me with fresh wind. And as that wind blows on me, cause the fire to spread into every area of my life, that I would love you with my heart, soul, mind, strength, in every area of my life, fresh fire, fresh wind, and spread out into others. The fire would affect others. That's a prayer that I pray for you all the time, several times a day. God, give them fresh fire. And then breathe on that fresh fire. Give them fresh wind, Lord. Cause it to spread over everything in their life, over every part of their life. Refresh them with your breath, with your wind. Give them fresh fire. Lay your hand on their life. Lay your hand on your calling on them, the assignment you give them, with fresh fire. And then breathe on that with fresh wind. Refresh them with a fresh breath. You know, it talks about Moses, how he spoke to God mouth to mouth. That's kind of the word here. That kind of thing. So I pray this for our church. I pray this for all the parts of our church. I pray this for all the clergy I'm responsible for around the Southeast and places in the world that we have stewardship over. And I pray this over me. You know? Lord, fresh fire, fresh wind, Lord. Fresh fire, fresh wind. So in light of discovering that I can rest in his presence and I can receive Jesus as my provision for everything. Oh, that's the coolest discovery in the world. Okay, I can just sit down now. Wow, this is great. This is enough. No, it's not enough. In light of that, Lord, fresh fire, fresh wind. There's a place, there are four types in terms of elements. That's spoken of the Holy Spirit in Scripture: water, oil, fire, and wind. There's a place in Zechariah that says that God's called us to be sons and daughters of fresh oil. And I believe this is that kind of Scripture. So Lord, give us fresh fire and fresh wind. Even as we receive Eucharist. And I believe that's one of the ways God gives us fresh fire and fresh wind every time. There was never a place in history when there was more wind and fire than the cross. I mean, the fire and the wind of God was amazing there. It was ferocious. And every time we say, every time you receive the body and the blood of Jesus, that's one of the places to pray. Oh God, as I receive you, as I meet you at the foot of the cross, and I actually feast on you. Fresh fire, fresh wind. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.